Family Serving Family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
This particular time in our text is the season of Passover. Jesus is headed to Jerusalem. He knows that his destiny is to die and to rise again. But before that, he takes Peter, James, and John on the mountain where a glorious event occurred known as the Transfiguration of Christ. There, the old prophets Moses and Elijah appears. And while they are there on the mountain, the Spirit of God overwhelms Peter. Peter is so outdone with this experience that he says to Jesus, "It is good to be here. Let us build three tabernacles, one to you, one to Moses, and one to Elijah." And Jesus responds back to Peter. "Peter, when you don't know what to say, just don't say anything. But this is Peter. And we know whatever comes into Peter's mind, he speaks." And Jesus says to him, "No, we can't build three tabernacles up here on this mountain, Peter. Let's go back down to the valley." And so after that great experience of the transfiguration, Jesus returns to the valley from the mountain and is immediately confronted with the problem. He runs into a crowd that was arguing with the other disciples and a father who is desperate for help in the valley. His son is tormented by demons and suffer from convulsions and self-destructive behavior. The father comes looking for Jesus, and when he came, he realized that Jesus is not there initially. So he told the disciples, "I need you, if you can, to help me." And the man says, "If you can help my son, I don't care how you do it, just if you can help my son. If all nine of you have to come together to handle this, I need somebody to deal with this demon because this demon thing is killing my boy." The disciples agree and says, "Okay," because they had watched Jesus. They had walked with Jesus. They had been with Jesus for 3 long years. They heard what Jesus had said in the midst of people who were sick. They watched how Jesus had laid his hands on people and how Jesus had touched people. They mimic and repeated the words of Jesus, but guess what, church? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. They could not help the Father. The problem is they just didn't have the power. They had the words, they had the motion, but they didn't have the power and they didn't have the faith. See, a lot of times people have the motion. They know how to lay hands on you. That's motion. They know how to rub the oil on you. That's motion. They know how to lift up their hands. That's motion. They know how to tap their feet. They know how to shout. That's motion. But when the devil comes after you, church, he doesn't care about your motions. He wants to know, how strong is your prayer life? He wants to know, how strong is your faith? He wants to know, are you mature in the Word of God? I came in as a baby in Christ, but I stayed around the Word of God, and I grew enough to know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You see, the crowd, even in the church, is watching us. Reverend Weston, to see if this Jesus we talk about is real. And that's why I'm 100% for shouting. That's why I am 100% for embracing shouting. I am for shouting, church. I am for praising God. It should make one wonder if you don't praise God. It should make one wonder if you don't clap your hands. I am for whatever is your yes. It takes all of that to praise God. You know, you should have a religion that you feel sometime. But shouting, praising, and your whatever it takes to praise God does not save you from the embarrassment from the devil. Because when the devil wants to humiliate you, when the devil wants to belittle you, he's not looking at your shout, church. He's not looking at your praise, church. He's not looking at your dance, church. He's not looking at your whatever it is that you do to praise God. When the devil wants to embarrass you, and he will do it publicly, because the same people that get up and talk about how good God is and how much power God has, those are the ones that the devil attack and says, I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to shut you up. I'm going to give you so much hell and trouble you won't even be able to open your mouth. I'm going to shut you down. You like shouting? You just wait until I show you what I've got for you. You like jumping around in the church? I'm going to break your heart. You like singing Zion songs? I'm going to depress you. Because he's trying to see the level of your maturity in Christ. But a mature saint, church, would say, bring it on, Mr. Devil. Because I know what your goal is. Your goal is to get me to turn my back on God. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. I'm not turning my back on God. Yes, don't play with me, devil. Right. I already know that when the enemy should come in like a flood, the spirit of Lord, or the Lord would lift up a standard against him and put him to flight. I know you want to turn on myself because I still got some weakness and I still got some faults. But I want you to know that even with that, the Lord still loves me. I'm not going to shut down my praise. I'm not going to stop giving thanks to the Lord because I know what the Lord has done for me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Church, we have to understand that this is a spiritual battle. And your Smith and your Wesson won't do you any good. Your 9mm won't do you any good. Your Glock won't do you any good. You need weapons that work in the spiritual realm. Your weapons are prayer. Your weapons are fasting. And your weapon is the word of God. Jesus told the disciples, this boy healing only comes by prayer and fasting. When we are in a spiritual battle, church, we need to increase our prayer time. We need to skip some meals and get into the word of God for direction and the building up of our faith. God is not the God that just dwells on top of the mountain. He's the God that goes down in the valley. Come on here, Peter. Let's get out off of this mountain and go down in the valley. You up here just saying anything. You up here about to lose your mind. Come on here, Peter. Let's go down in the valley. And so if you look at the text in verse 16, Jesus comes and asks the disciples and those that in the crowd, what are you arguing about? And so the father steps out of the crowd and says, it's all started when I brought my son to you to heal and to help, but you were gone. So I asked your disciples to help me. And all they could do was give me motion. They laid hands on him and nothing happened. They hollered at him and nothing happened. They shook the boy and nothing happened. That was motion because they were mimicking what they saw, just going through the motion. The devil doesn't recognize motion. He recognizes your relationship with your Lord and Savior. He recognizes your identity in Christ. And the devil wants to wreck your relationship with God. He doesn't want you to be rooted in your relationship with God. He wants to wreck your identity in Christ because it will surely wreck your relationship with Christ. Yeah. That's why the Bible says you have to learn how to eat the meat of the word. Yeah. You can't grow on light stuff, church, all your life. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You know that. Yeah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You know that. But you got to be able to say through your spirit, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You got to be able to say, church, I know my Redeemer liveth. You got to be able to say, I have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt me. Church, we have to learn to eat the meat of the word. So the man looked at Jesus' disciples. He thought they had something, but they did not have what he needed. What I asked him to do was help, and they failed. You see, the disciples didn't have the power. Their lack of faith and power was on full display. No power causes embarrassment and shame. No power causes the world to question our faith and our belief. No power causes the questioning of God and his ability to deliver. So the man looked at Jesus. He thought that they had something, but they did not have what he needed. And then Jesus says, O faithless generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long should I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. The boy comes and goes into convulsions, and he rolls around on the floor, and he foams at the mouth. And so Jesus asked the boy's father a question. How long has he been like this? And the father says he's been like this since childhood. Then the father says to Jesus, if you look at verse 22, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now this is the father saying to Jesus, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Does he know who he is talking to? That's the man that spoke to the winds and the waves and said, peace, be still, and they obeyed. And you're looking at Jesus and you're saying, if you can do anything, that's the man that went to a graveyard where somebody was dead for four long days. And he called them from the dead and made him come back to life. And you saying to him, if he can do anything, that's the man that had a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 long years, touched his body, and he turns around and says, somebody touch me. And then he said, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. And you saying to Jesus, if you can do anything, that's the man that called 10 lepers and told them to go show themselves to the priest. And as they were going, the Bible says that they were healed. And you are saying to Jesus, if you can do anything, that's the man that had two fish and five loaves of bread and 5,000. And you are saying, if you can do anything.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.